On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 26, Polokwane 28. The Road Traffic Management Corporation has warned motorists of disruptions on major roads in Gauteng today as law enforcement is undertaking a security operation in the lead-up to the G20 Leaders Summit next weekend. Spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department, Olani Fichla, says the operation is expected to run between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. He says the major roads affected are the N1, the M1 and the N12.
The major arterial and urban routes affected is Firth Street, Maud Street, Daisy Street, Rivonia Road, Grayson Drive, Catherine Street. Those are in Sandton, it's Wickley Road, Melrose Boulevard, Athol Oaklands Road in Melrose and Oxford Road, Glenhove Road, Nyan Smarts Avenue in the Randburg area, Winnie Mandela Drive in Fourways area, Hendrik Potgieter Road in the Roodepoort area, and Rancho Road, Nazareth Road and Golden Highway in Nazareth.
For more as well as alternative routes, please visit jacarandafm.com, click on news. MK party leader, former President Jacob Zuma, has confirmed the precautionary suspension of the party's deputy president, John Klope, pending a formal inquiry. Zuma met with the party's parliamentary caucus to reinforce unity and ensure disciplined leadership. Des van Rooyen has been appointed acting party leader in the parliament. The party's Sipho Taira says the MK party remains stable and focused ahead of the local government elections.
The MK party assures all its members and supporters and society at large that the organization remains stable, focused and firmly on course. Our work continues unabated to challenge the status quo in asserting the will of the people, taking political power and delivering a decisive victory in the local government elections.
The information regulator says nearly 2,000 data breaches have been reported since April, marking a 40% spike from 2024. Chairperson Panzi Itlakula warned that both government and private organizations must urgently strengthen cybersecurity systems to protect personal data. The regulator has disputed Google and Meta's refusal to provide certain records under the Promotion of Access to Information Act.
Enforcement cannot solve all the problems. The bodies have to take responsibility to ensure that the personal information that is in their possession is secured. They put money into these things to secure the personal information.
And the UN Security Council is expected to vote this coming Monday on a resolution endorsing US President Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan. Last week, the Americans officially launched negotiations within the 15-member Security Council on a text that would follow up on a ceasefire in the 2-year war between Israel and Hamas and endorse Trump's plan. Unlike previous drafts, the latest mentions a possible future for the Palestinian state. View these and other stories at jacarandafm.com. I'm Mil Pinar, more news at 9.